Greetings again, pilgrims, in your new year launching pad journey through 2021. You know, this is the last day of January. We've already covered a month in 2021, and this is the last day. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's February. Amen. That's how that works. So today is your Sabbath as well, and we've had a wonderful morning service at Vine Street Christian Church. I hope you were able to join us in one way, shape, or form or another. We talked a lot about opening ourselves up to God, both during the service, during our singing, during reading Scripture, and our whole lives, actually, and taking all that we learn in a worship service and applying it to our whole life, our whole day, our whole week, our whole month, 2021. Amen. So much to learn. Well, today, we're going to hear more from Michael Casey's book, Balaam's Donkey, and we're going to hear a little homily called Foreign Cows. Foreign Cows, which is going to teach us a little bit more about how God might come to us in this world, in this life, how God might appear, how we might be able to see God or recognize God. And we definitely need to be careful about those things because God comes in ways that we may least expect. Sometimes right in front of us and we still miss it. So this will be a good little devotion today. We've got the Gregorian chants of the monks in the background. We've got the pink sand candle, the pink sand from the first century, the Holy Land sand. And we've got this too. Kava, straight up kava tea, no milk, no nothing. This is it, the real thing, undiluted. That's good stuff. Amen. So, are we ready? Let us begin. Foreign cows. Here's what Michael Casey says. There is an Irish proverb that says, cows from beyond the sea have long horns. What it means is that we more readily attribute greater authority to whatever is strange and unfamiliar. Right? We more readily attribute greater authority to whatever is strange and unfamiliar. A shaven-headed Tibetan monk in exotic robes is obviously wiser and more spiritual than the parish priest, or my next-door neighbor for that matter. Or so it seems. There is another similar proverb. Familiarity breeds contempt. And Jesus himself lamented that prophets were not received in their own country. Familiarity breeds contempt. Perhaps we need to be critical of such an attitude, because it leads to the conclusion that if God were to speak, if God were to call us to conversion today, it would be by means of something strange and dramatic. We want to be spiritually entertained. We find the still, small voice by which God habitually addresses us is too unemphatic, too ambiguous, and perhaps too respectful of our freedom. According to legend, the disciples of St. John the Evangelist were dissatisfied with his continual preaching on the theme, love one another. They hoped for something a bit more scintillating. But old John kept coming back and reminding those around him, that's the gospel in three simple words. Love one another. You see, God speaks in various ways. And we need to listen to them. Through conscience. Through those closest to us. Through scripture, prayer, song. Through what we read, Yes, even through a daily devotion and a little homily like this. And as St. Augustine points out, God can speak to us through the rebukes given us by our rivals or enemies. God continues to address us, but somehow the message doesn't get through to us. Because why? Well, we were hoping for something different. God does not communicate to us an overwhelming insight into the meaning of life. The message is simply for today, and it is often a very minor revelation of a step that can actually be taken today. And perhaps that step can slightly upgrade our own life. And perhaps we can then offer what we learn and what we embrace. We can offer that something to somebody else. And then perhaps we go to step back from an unseen danger. You see, the word comes to us simply. And therefore, it is so easy to ignore. But to take our cue from it may well be the beginning of a major grace in our life. When it comes to problem solving, we will usually find that a complex situation is resolved not by a single complicated intervention, but rather by a dozen insignificant little interventions, each untying one of the knots that binds us fast. You see, the steps toward a more abundant life are not exotic, but familiar. Everyday gestures that collectively have more punch than the big intervention for which we were hoping. Amen. Foreign cows, and how we can see God in the normal, everyday things of life, because that's most likely how He's going to come to us. Well, since it's our Sabbath, I thought I'd throw in a little special delight for today's devotion. We're going to go to Mary Oliver and one of her poems called Backyard. Why? Well, because I like it so much and because it reminds me of my backyard and my mom's backyard for that, and maybe it'll do the same for you. Here's Backyard by Mary Oliver. I had no time to haul out all the dead stuff, so it hung limp or dry wherever the wind swung it, over or down or across. All summer it stayed that way, untrimmed and thickened. The paths grew damp and uncomfortable and mossy until nobody could get through but a mouse or a shadow. Blackberries, ferns, leaves, litter, totally without direction management supervision. The birds loved it. One more time. I had no time to haul out all the dead stuff, so it hung limp or dry wherever the wind swung it, over or down or across. All summer it stayed that way, untrimmed and thickened. The paths grew damp and uncomfortable and mossy until nobody could get through but a mouse or a shadow. Blackberries, ferns, leaves, litter, totally without direction management supervision. And the birds loved it. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Father, You enter our lives in many different ways. and your words of comfort and challenge are often very subtle. Help us always to listen to the promptings of your Holy Spirit, so that we turn away from evil and become the persons you intended us to be. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord, the Lord of our life. Amen.